Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, May 29th. It is Memorial Day here in the United States. Also, it is Missions Monday if you've been listening along for quite some time. Today we're in Psalm 44. This is a plea for rescue. For the director of music of the Sons of Korah, a Maskil. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days. In days long ago, with your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the people and made our ancestors flourish. It is not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing for their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame. All the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it? Since he knows the secrets of the heart, yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Thank you so much for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is a psalm that is heart-wrenching. It seems as though this is written by people who were put in exile, taken to exile, but they were faithful followers of the Lord. It just reminds me that oftentimes our sin is communal. And when we sin, we think, oh, it's not going to affect anybody but me. But that is not the case. It's the case that our sin affects other people. And so these people are crying out to the Lord in their distress. In verse 23, the psalmist acts as though God is sleeping. But this is something that resonates with people often, you know, that we think, man, is God really listening? He says, awake, Lord. Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. And it reminds me of that thought that sometimes we feel forsaken, but we can know because we have seen the whole of the Bible that we are not forsaken, that God in his timing sent Jesus to be the redemption for our sins and to be the one who rescues us from oppression. Today, as we close the podcast, I just want to pray for the members of our church who are actively serving in the military. And if I've forgotten someone, please forgive me. But I think there are three men who are serving actively in the military: Morgan Whetstone, Franklin Carter, and Joseph Chastain. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to read your word today. Thank you that we can know that you do not sleep. And when we feel as though you do not hear us, we can be sure that you do. We can be confident because your word teaches us from beginning to end that you will neither leave us nor forsake us. And yet, you give us the opportunity to cry out to you in times when we feel forsaken. Bless my brothers and sisters in whatever season of life they find themselves today. We specifically want to pray alongside those who are actively serving in the military from our fellowship. We ask, Lord, your protection over Morgan and Franklin and Joseph. We thank you, Lord, for their lives that show us what it means to work for the common good. We pray, Lord, that as we go throughout our day and we see a flag, that we might pray for them, or if we just, that you would bring them to our minds. We pray that you would continue to grow them spiritually and you would give them favor in their work. Protect them, Lord, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.